The Strange Age of AI. I have been experimenting with stylized writing, where I write something or ask AI about a topic and tell it to respond with a blend of authors, or as an intellectual mystery novel, even. It is a fascinating way to explore subjects and learn new things. Narrating an interesting essay is so fun that you can't possibly do it correctly on first pass. Your brain is just too happy. I tested automated audio and video with face swapping to see what could be automated. At the moment, the AI I have access to makes just about as many mistakes as humans. The mistakes are more pronounced, and the recordings are shorter. I have two very long projects waiting in my folders, one about corporate scandals and how they came to be, and another one about what kinds of things pre-internet governments thought they could get away with. And what a fantastic way to get an overview of adults behaving badly. It's great knowing that there are serious things I can read at any moment. This afternoon, the AI and I set up a programming experiment. I selected a code repository from the internet, a nice app that relies on a visual programming language to configure everything. Imagine virtually wiring simplified circuit boards with really well-labeled pads or sockets. And I told the AI to extract the visual programming language part straight from the app, think about it, improve it, and make it into a standalone general-purpose language. I told it to use specific technologies and turn it into a plugin-based architecture where you say, "Hey, application, use this plugin," instead of putting everything in one chunk of code. Now, you can load a list of names from a text file and connect them to an uppercase transformer, and the result would be the names being printed uppercase. A more practical example is a blog, where you convert your favorite directory structure that represents blog posts into a proper web page, compressing things along the way, and maybe running the text files through spell checkers and all kinds of other things. The result was wonderful. The AI covered 99.9% of the code. The UI does not show the nodes, but everything else is really well structured. I'm familiar with debugging with the help of AI, and it's really not a problem to fix anything. Tomorrow morning, I will just tell it that the visual nodes don't show up after I place them on the canvas, and the AI will fix it instantly and explain what was wrong. It's ridiculous, ridiculous. I couldn't do it this afternoon because I had to get up from the computer. I had to walk it off, try to grasp this power. This is a power of resurrecting old projects. Just to seal the deal, I told my AI to give the program a Mozilla Ubiquiti user interface. Ubiquiti is a promising but long-abandoned project. It had a fuzzy command line in the web page where you could type in commands like take a screenshot. A visual programming language with such a command line is just the perfect combo. What has not yet become obvious, especially now in an age where people must register to use the most popular OS, is that 2026 is not the year of Linux desktop. The reason why you aren't running Linux on all of your computers is because AI made you old and you're late. There was a leap in time, probably weeks ago, probably not months, and certainly not years, where AI has become able to solve all your Linux troubles. You just tell it what is broken or missing, and it will run the commands for you. It's wonderful. Even on a good day, you can just ask AI to monitor all the system logs to uncover incompatibilities that aren't causing visible trouble yet. There is no reason to use anything other than Linux today. Any coding agent worth the $20 a month will take care of everything and teach you how to use it all. The $20 is not necessary because you can just ask your $20 AI to install a free AI on the Linux desktop and there you go, you can cancel the AI that's costing you money now. What is even less obvious is that installing Linux is like going to med school, but free. And you are being guided by a PhD AI. System administration and application programming, especially Linux, are very sound career paths, and no one will judge you for effectively being self-taught. This path as a whole is so powerful, in fact, that the paycheck is not as interesting as building your own companies or AI-powered or fully automated businesses. Look how interesting that sounds, even. Let me give you an example. In my blog tests this week, I installed a face transfer system and saw myself performing a poem on video that I only narrated as audio. Such capable AI programs can be assembled with the help of another AI and come with several monetization strategies that are really friendly towards teenagers. Monthly support contracts, commercial licensing, and sales of easy-to-install versions that run on the desktop. Some months ago, I actually signed up for something like this. It was an image upscaler that generated details in otherwise blurry photos. It was a monthly service that helped the owner make good money, and I was with them for 2 or 3 months. So, it is a career path with pretty powerful milestones. You just create a service that people like me are willing to pay for. But you don't program them. You let the AI create other AI that are useful for humans. You can still create an image upscaler, but this one would need some kind of a pipeline system where you could pass it to another tool. You can set up a system for efficient, almost realistic face animations that basically convert an audio recording to a video that is captivating and interesting. It shows the generated character from multiple angles every minute or so. So it's a perfectly interesting video, so as long as the audio content is great. In fact, the visual programming language AI created today for me is more complex than a drag and drop upscaler. And hosting companies take care of all your AI needs, charging reasonable fees for generating things with AI. Finally, there is a problem, a big problem, and that is understanding the scale of your power. I estimate it would take 3 lines of server code and 1 hour with a programming AI to create a furniture generator website, or 3D model generator based on generated photos of pendants, or a shoe design website, or a print your shoe on a $300 printer at home website, or a music generator that has your users pushing a grid of buttons dictating the drums, bass, and chords and melodies, all synced up to the same beats per minute, so playing in tune perfectly well. This makes your user a composer of modern music. Here, the user can type in, "Give me an 80s vaporwave melody," and get a new melody button that allows them to wisely swap it when their existing melody starts looping again. all the while drums, bass, and chords continue playing. It's a really nice trick, a super simple program. The reason why this is a strange age is because you have this incredible, almost infinite power. And you don't realize it yet. You need to sit down and think about it and try to figure out all the other things that are as interesting. It's a strange age, because you don't know how powerful you are.